In the name of the glorious Trinity, Father and Son and Holy Spirit, forever. Amen. Glory be to the everlasting mercies which sent you to us, O Christ, the light of the world and the life of all. Give us wisdom by your law and enlighten our impulses by your knowledge. Sanctify our souls by your truth and grant that we may be obedient to your words and may fulfill your commandments at every hour. O you who enlightens the rational with the knowledge of your greatness, do enlighten, O my Lord, our thoughts, that we may meditate upon your holy and divine scriptures at all times, O Lord of all, Father and Son and Holy Spirit forever. Amen. Last week we examined and expanded on the letter of St. Paul to the Ephesians, chapter 2, verses 8 to 9, which reads, "For by his grace we are saved through faith, and this faith was not of you, but is the gift of God, not of works, that no man should glory or boast." And we, I pray and I hope, enlightened those who strictly and at times harshly claim that salvation is by faith alone, and deeds, good deeds, are irrelevant. Works have got no place in the salvation of man. True in one sense, but we'll have a closer look at it. We looked at the Ephesians, that is the Jews and Gentiles in the city BC, before Christ, and their lifestyle and deeds. Dead in trespasses and sins, walking in sin, following the course of the world, following the prince of the power of the air. And we broke the passage, chapter 2, down into verses 1 to 3, and then verses 4 to 9. And until that point, we're all hallelujahing and praise Jesus, yes, yes, you know, that's it, that's true. But then there came a spanner in the works. There was a bubble busting and rain on parade. When we read verse 10, and that's what we will concentrate on this episode, the good works preordained by God for us, as stated in verse 10. I gave the example of a drowning boy and my rescue, my efforts and my accomplishment, and then after saving the drowning boy, if the drowning boy did not continue to work on his or her or his swimming skills and what have you, and was again in the same predicament, my salvation that I saved him from the first time will not save him if he has not, and we brought the examples of taken swimming classes and is cautious in as to what waters he's jumping into and the height of the waters. So in verse 10, which is what we're going to talk about today, we find that there are good deeds that were preordained. For we, St. Paul says, including himself, when he says we, including himself, because he was in the same predicament, are his workmanship, God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God has prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Walk in them. We have been saved by grace, by Jesus Christ, on the cross, by his death, burial, resurrection, and ascension. Yes, but we need to continue now and not kick back, and not claim hook, line, and sinker, as we said last week, but wait for the fish, and not kick back and be lax and say, there's nothing else I need to do, I'm saved. No, because the verse is telling us that we have been created in Jesus Christ unto good works. We need to continue in good works. And we're going to read more verses about these works today. And again, we read that the apostle had just stated previously that they were not saved by their works, that they shouldn't boast. Of course they shouldn't boast because their works were evil, so they couldn't boast. But that they, through faith, and that faith also, they couldn't boast about the faith because the faith was through Christ. If Christ had not come, whom would they have believed in? So everything was pointing to God, and they could not boast about that, but that their faith and divine grace, both from God, brought Jesus, and they received the salvation through Jesus Christ. But then again, lest they or we, as the readers of the passage, upon hearing this, neglect good works altogether, as some do, and I said harshly and sometimes very abruptly, he goes on to say that we must also continue in these good works. Now, I'm going to read from the Blessed Theophylact, who expands on this and writes. Very good, very amazing interpretation and explanation. Please bear with me. He writes, "You have been created in Christ, O Christian." That means you are now, you've received the salvation that Jesus wrought on the cross. We are candidates of that salvation. We receive that salvation. "You have been created in Christ, O Christian. You became a new piece of workmanship when the old man, you, in you, died in baptism." Romans 6, verses 4 to 5. I won't read it again. "And as," now listen to this, "as at the beginning of your creation, you were brought from non-being into being." Isn't that amazing? "As at the beginning of your creation, you were brought from non-being into being." You see, when a non-existing being comes into existence, this must only have been caused by a pre-existing being, and that is God. Praise and glory be to his holy name. "So also now," he continues, "so also now God has recreated you and brought you from a condition of doing evil to a condition of doing good." You're evil before Christ. You're put to death in baptism through Jesus Christ. You've been born anew. Now you have been born into a condition to do good. He continues to say, "You have been created not to be lazy and lax, but to work and to walk everywhere doing good deeds." That is to say, to pass the whole course of your life doing this. Not just 2 or 3 years or when you became a Christian and you received Jesus Christ to be your Lord and Savior. No, no, no. The entire span of your years on earth, you are to do good deeds, according to Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. This is the meaning, he goes on to say, suggested by the words, to walk all about, to continue to do good deeds. So, question is, let me pose this question. Why did God prepare these good deeds for us beforehand? Let me read the verse again. "For we are Christians," verse 10, "for we are his creation who are created in Jesus Christ for good works which God has beforehand prepared for us to walk." Why has God prepared these good deeds for us beforehand? Why? I'll give you some time to answer. Tick tock, bing, time's up. That we should do them. Amen. We should do good works. We should continue in good works. Remember the equation. Remember the equation. Faith, that is life in Jesus Christ, new life in Jesus Christ, plus good deeds times the grace of God equals eternal salvation, eternal life. And if we do not continue with the good deeds, we are in defiance of God's commandments. And what will God tell us when we are in defiance of God's commandments? "Away from me, you workers of evil," deeds of evil. Hence, beloved, hence, Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 14. Let's prepare for some verses here. Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 14. "Because the Lord God brings all works into judgment concerning everything that is hidden, and it is revealed whether it is good or evil. God will bring into judgment all works of men, whether good or evil. And St. Paul expands and says almost the same thing. Our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ, praise be to his name, chapter 16, verse 12. For it is to be that the Son of Man shall come in the glory of his Father with his holy angels, not to take up all those who have been saved by grace and have proclaimed Jesus Christ to be their Lord and Savior. Amen. Yes, amen. We need to. And that he shall render unto every man according to his works or deeds. Again, in chapter 7 of Matthew, verse 23, Jesus says, and then will I confess to them, here it is, I quoted it, but I'll read it to you now, I never knew you, go far from me, you workers of iniquity. Deeds are irrelevant, irrelevant for the day of judgment. Remember the equation. I'm going to say it again. I should post it as a post on Facebook. Yeah. Faith in Jesus Christ and life in Jesus Christ, living in Christ. Hence Mark 16, 16, he who is baptized and he who believes and is baptized lives. One side note, many times in the English version, the word saved, you will find in the Peshitta version, the Aramaic version, is not Parkan or paruka or praklan is chaye, live, live. Mark 16:16. He who believes and is baptized lives. So salvation, sometimes I feel that in the scriptures, it's used lightly. We are now, we have been saved by grace. Yes, amen to that. Christ paid the ultimate price. We don't need to pay anything. We don't need to offer any turtle doves and any lambs and any animal sacrifices. We don't need to do that anymore. We believe in that one and only sacrifice. However, we have an obligation to continue being candidates of that sacrifice. One is to be baptized. Now, some people think baptism is irrelevant as well. No, in baptism we die with Jesus Christ and we become born anew and we live in that life. And we live with virtue, good deeds for the day of judgment, and then we will enter eternal salvation by the grace of God. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 10, Paul writes, for we are all to stand before the tribunal of Christ, that every man may be recompensed in his body, rewarded, for that which is done in it, whether of good or of evil. It is talking about bodily deeds, homosexuality, immorality, adultery, fornication, theft, gossip, swearing, cussing, drunkenness. These are the deeds of the body. We will be judged according to these. Henceforth, we need to walk totally away and steer away from this and run away from these deeds and go to good deeds that have been preordained beforehand. Revelations chapter 20, verse 12. And I saw the dead. This is John's vision. And I saw the dead, great and small, standing before the throne, and the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged from the records which are written in the book according to their works, not according to their faith, not if they had believed in the grace of God. And had only preached the grace of God and had only preached to believe and it's all done. In a, what is it, little neat package. No, by their works. So our good deeds are a confirmation of our faith, beloved. Faith without deeds is dead. If we are pleasing and appeasing to God by our faith, our obedience, our virtues, our walk in life. We are appeasing to God, to the will of God. We will be, by the grace of God, entering the kingdom of heaven, that eternal salvation when the Lord returns. The eternal bliss and joy with the one God, the Father and Son and Holy Spirit forever. Amen.
Hope you enjoyed this week's message. Please don't forget to rate and review this podcast and share with your friends and family. For any future topic suggestions or to give us detailed feedback, please visit our link in the show notes, linktr.ee/doubleedgedsword. Until next time, God bless you all.